This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk. Congratulations to Tom Slingsby and SailGP Team Australia for an amazing comeback and win in the Chicago SailGP. This is Team Australia's fifth successive win in the SailGP season. Here is Tom Slingsby on the race.
We came dead last in the first race, as everyone saw, and I thought our chance of making the final was gone, and I thought our sort of winning streak had come to an end. But, yeah, then we got a good start in the last race, in the last fleet race, and we got out in front, and I sort of had a look around to see where New Zealand was, and I saw them at the back of the pack, and I knew mathematically it was possible to make the final race, and sure enough, the points worked our way. We got the win, and New Zealand finished second last, and I knew we were able to sneak in by 1 point to the final, and once we make the final, we were just really confident, but... we just had a little bit hit the line with a bit more speed and was able to get over GBR and then Canada right at the mark. It was really tight. It was just sort of a race of inches on that first reach. And once we hit the lead, we pinned our ears back and went for the line.
In sport, pressure is a big thing. You can either crush under pressure or rise. It seems like you guys know how to rise under pressure.
It's our team are really good under pressure. It's a lot of people don't know, but this team actually was part of, I think four of the six people were part of the greatest sporting comeback in history in 2013, where Oracle Team USA came back from 8-1 down in the America's Cup to win 9-8. Four of our team were a part of that, and so I've always known how good they are under pressure, and it's nice for everyone, for these guys to get recognised and see how unbelievable they are, because I know as soon as we have a high pressure situation, I know they're going to perform, and it's on me. We all do, just focus on our jobs, and it seems to always work out.
I know you've said that anyone could break your winning streak. What do you think the other teams are going to have to do to knock you guys off that three boat match race winning streak?
Yeah, I think everyone's probably pretty frustrated at us right now. I think some of the crowd are pretty frustrated at us. They want to see a new winner. But our job at Team Australia is to win events, and yeah, look, we were so close to not being in that final today, so close, and we managed to sneak in and managed to get the win, but I think it's pretty clear to see that we're very beatable. Things just went our way this week, and but all the teams, I can only imagine how frustrated they are seeing us sneak into that final race and win the event. I'm sure they're pretty upset.
Thanks, Tom. This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, and that was Tom Slingsby of SailGP Team Australia.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. As always, Tuesdays at 9:40, we check in with Karen Lyle from SailSportsTalk.com. How are we doing today, Karen?
Doing great, and I was feeling like it was time to catch up with New York. They've been ahead of us 3 hours. It's been going on for a long time.
All right, well, let's bring in our guest. We're quite happy to have her, Claire Harrington, Rear Commodore of the New York Yacht Club. They were the ones that invented the rules of sailing sports with the first America's Cup. Claire, welcome to the club. I was in New York in December, and my hotel was on 44th, and I was just about a block away from that clubhouse, one of my favorite buildings in New York. What's it like to walk into that place over 100 years old?
Yes, well, thank you very much. Thank you for hosting me, and it's great to be here, and I'm delighted to talk with you. As I've said on several occasions, to this day, as many times as I've walked along 44th Street up to the clubhouse and to see that facade, which is so exquisite, and, those galleon windows at the front of the building, just so stunning. And inspiring. It's a real treasure, and we're so fortunate to have access to that building, as well as the building in Newport Harbor Court, which is our headquarters and center of our activity during the summer months. Well, Claire, congratulations on being the rear Commodore of the New York Yacht Club, and also of representing in addition to America's Cup, I guess the regatta that you just had, the New York Yacht Club annual regatta, is one of the longest continuing events. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Actually, the New York Yacht Club was formed in 1844 aboard, a bunch of guys got together and decided to form a club aboard a yacht named Jimcrack, after which our present race committee boat is named. And the club was formed in 1844, and the very next year, in July of 1845, the first regatta was run on the Hudson River. And there were 9 yachts, and they sailed a 40-mile race. Took them about 5.5 hours to complete, and that was the very first regatta. And it's been held annually ever since, with the exception of a few years during a couple of the world wars, that kind of thing, which of course got, there was a pause there. And it was run near New York City all that time up until 1988, when we moved the entire operation up to Newport. After the purchase of Harbor Court, our Newport station.
So how many times a day do you say, nos agimur tumidis velis?
Every morning and every night after my prayers, right?
Well, tell us a little bit more about that first race, the Yacht America. I mean, we're going back before the Civil War, right?
Sure. So, it was the first America's Cup was sailed in 1851. And, of course, it was sailed, the Yacht America needed to get to England to compete in that regatta. It was the Yacht America. And that is what, so when she won that that competition, that is where the name the America's Cup came. And then, of course, from then on, she was sailed back in the United States, or the regatta was sailed in the United States. And the New York Yacht Club held on to that trophy, as you know, for however many years it was. I don't know the number offhand.
132.
Oh, thank you. Okay, 132 years up until 1983. And so that was quite a run, and I think the America's Cup is the longest standing competition in any sport history.
It is, and it's interesting with sailing that you have the same, the players that basically, like, for example, Terry Hutchinson was the tactician for Belmonte on the New York Yacht Club annual regatta, and they won, but he's also going to be with the America's Cup team that's competing coming up in the upcoming America's race that everybody's preparing for. So how is that in your club? You have all these sailors, and they take one role or another. What is it like at the bar?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great question. So Terry Hutchinson, of course, is a superstar, and he's among many superstars who are members of the New York Yacht Club. And he, as you know, competed in the 36th challenge 2 years ago when the cup was running in Auckland. And he is still with the team for this next iteration, which will happen in 2024. But you're absolutely right. I mean, the membership of the New York Yacht Club, to me, is just extraordinary. And you go to the bar or anywhere in the club for that matter, and you in chatting with someone who happens to be standing next to you or with another friend or whatever, and you discover they've just sailed around the world or they've just competed in some major regatta in the Mediterranean or just done some sort of major transit or did 15 Newport to Bermuda races and it's just sort of matter of fact, although when you stop and think about it, it's quite extraordinary. And I think there are other clubs, obviously, with tremendous
tremendously talented and skilled and, you know, seasoned sailors. But somehow, you know, I just feel like the New York Yacht Club is really so fortunate to have these titans of sailing just sort of in our midst. And, you know, they're superstars, but they're real people and they're willing and you know, they're willing to share their experiences and their knowledge. And it's just it's a great membership and it's a great environment.
Couple more questions for Claire Harrington, Rear Commodore, NYYC. Tell us a little bit more about Newport and your Harbor Court up there.
Mm-hmm. So Harbor Court was a private residence owned by the Brown family. And Brown is connected with Brown University and other endeavors. And so in 1988 or so, or just before that, the family, Captain Nick Brown, who is presently our protocol officer, the son of John Nicholas Brown, and his sister, offered to sell the club, sell the house, the residence, to the New York Yacht Club. And it had been reported to that John Nicholas Brown, the father, often would say, you know, this would make a wonderful clubhouse. So at that time, then it came to fruition, and several members came together and said, you know, we should jump in and make this our own, and they did, and it's just been a home run in terms of the. What it has offered the club for a summer venue for racing and sailing activity, as well as you know, social events and hosting regattas, international as well as national regattas.
And Claire, you have women's only sports, and you have some a regatta that recently happened. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. Yes, thank you for that. The there were three initiatives by the club, by the New York Yacht Club. The first, I would say, is the conception of the IC-37 class, a one design class. The tradition of the New York Yacht Club and the mission of the New York Yacht Club has always been to be a leader in sailing and a leader in our sport. And we have, over the course of history of the club, have conceived designs, New York Yacht Club inspired designs for yachts. And the most recent is the IC-37, shortened from Invitational Cup. They were designed specifically for that competition. The Invitational Cup is an international competition that's run every other year. And in the class rules for that class, there is a requirement for mixed gender on the boat. So if you have an all-male crew, you're required to have women on board. If you're an all-women's crew, you need to have some men on board. So it you know, goes both ways. And then in the last 2 years, last year, we for the first time ran an all-women's 2v2 team race championship. That was first run last year. It was also run this year. And fun fact, we also put on the water an entirely women's race committee, which was kind of fun. So this year we kicked off another women's initiative regatta specifically for women, and that is the Women's Fleet Race Championship, and that was just run this past weekend. And once again, an all-women's race committee, because we thought that would be kind of fun. So we did that, and it was a great success. In the Women's Championship, we had 41 or 42 applications from teams all over the country to come and sail in that regatta, but of course we could only take 20. So there was quite a demand amongst the women sailors in this country to come and sail in that regatta. So you know, we're just so pleased that it was such a success and received so well.
And so we very much want to continue those kinds of initiatives. And, you know, along with the, it's not just about women sailing. It's about, you know, encouraging young people. You know, one of the wonderful facts about this women's regatta is that we had a wide range of ages. We had teenagers up to women in their 70s, mother-daughter teams, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, Olympians and national champions and, you know, lots of very highly skilled sailors. The level of competition was just extraordinary. I mean, beautiful boat handling, very competitive. It was inspiring to see.
All right, that's Claire Harrington, Rear Commodore of the New York City Yacht Club. Claire, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure being with you. Thank you.
And Karen, good stuff as well. Good guest. I love that building over there on 44th.
Isn't it beautiful? Well, I'm going to be going to New York next week, so I might be talking to you from there. So,
yeah, get into that little model room. I've seen pictures of it. I'm not allowed,
oh, yes.
But it's got all the little teeny ships in it. Take a picture.
You know, actually, I'm sure that you would be a welcome guest. So if we coordinate our visits, I'll make sure
all
that
right.
happens.
I don't think they let people in from Richmond, but we'll see. Karen, thanks for have a great trip.
Okay, sure.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.